When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about how a population of female chimps have surprisingly been found to go through menopause and live well beyond their reproductive years. An ancient tsunami and its devastating impact on Stone Age populations, and the dire effects of sexism in science.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity. Researchers have discovered a surprising connection between humans, a few different species of whales, and now chimpanzees in the forests of East Africa. And that connection is menopause.
Menopause. Okay. It had never occurred to me that animals other than humans wouldn't go through menopause. Like, is it really that rare?
Okay, it's actually pretty rare in the animal kingdom. If you think about it, that would make sense, right? Menopause is the point in time when a female hasn't had a menstrual cycle past 12 months. It's basically the end of a woman's reproductive years. So for wild animals with a biological need to reproduce, once reproduction is no longer possible, I mean, at least for most animals, to put it bluntly, they have outlived their biological purpose.
Ah, I see. Okay, but clearly there are evolutionary benefits for human females living well beyond their reproductive years.
Well, I mean, probably. That's something that's actually puzzled scientists for a long time. There's something called the grandmother hypothesis, which basically says that postmenopausal women help ensure the survival of offspring by helping out with the care and feeding of the babies, and of course, helping their daughters through childbirth and child rearing.
You know, what would we do without grandmas?
Exactly. And in certain whale species, the females have been known to live sometimes decades past their reproductive age. They support younger whales and their offspring as they begin their own reproductive journey and even teach them how to hunt for food. But the discovery that female chimps in East Africa live long lives past menopause throws a huge wrench in the grandmother hypothesis.
Why is that?
Because the young females don't live with their mothers.
Oh, okay. So the grandmothers don't actually live among their own daughters as they begin to have babies.
Nope. When a female chimp reaches reproductive age, she finds a new family group.
Huh. All right, so what's going on here?
All right, let's start with this particular group of chimpanzees because it's actually pretty special. They're called the Ngogo community of chimps, and they live far away from the stress and impact of humans in Uganda's Chibale National Park. And they tend to live far longer lives than other chimp populations. And whether that's because they live in a protected area and have fewer predators, or if it's because they don't have to deal with humans, the fact is, the females are living long past their reproductive prime.
So let me see if I'm thinking about this in the right way. This might indicate that females of virtually any species could feasibly go through menopause if they just live long enough. In other words, maybe there isn't an evolutionary reason for menopause.
Sure. It's possible that menopause is this rather latent trait in certain mammals that only gets revealed if we live long enough.
Like sort of an evolutionary accident.
I mean, maybe. But there's another way to look at it, at least in humans. Maybe our ancestors found so much value in having older females past reproductive age in their family groups that they began to select for females who lived longer.
That sounds like a sort of a twist on the grandmother hypothesis. Menopause was something that just happened, but humans found grandmas to be super helpful for their survival, so they did what they could to make sure that there were more and more of them.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly explain what's going on in the Ngogo chimp communities, but the discovery that their females go through menopause and live well beyond opens up whole new lines of research in aging and into our connection with other primates.
Around 8,200 years ago, something was stirring under the waters off the coast of Norway. Scientists disagree on the cause, but the result was a series of submarine landslides that would be among the largest ever detected on the planet. They call it the Storegja Slide, and it caused what's known as the Storegja Tsunami, one of the most colossal series of tsunamis the Earth has likely ever seen.
Wow. Okay, why haven't I ever heard about this?
Well, these kinds of prehistoric events don't always register in our imaginations if they didn't impact humans, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. We talk about the early surface of the Earth. I mean, massive volcanoes and meteor strikes. And it sounds wild, but since there were no people there, it's a bit of an abstraction, maybe.
Totally. But here's the thing. There were people around to experience the Suraja tsunami. But while scientists and geologists have done tons of research on the evidence of the tsunami and its underlying causes, not much has been done on its impact on ancient communities until now.
And something of that magnitude feels like it could cause a Pompeii-sized catastrophe. Why haven't they studied it until now?
That's a great question, but think about this. Pompeii happened 4,000 years closer to the moon landing than it did to the Suraja tsunamis, which happened in the Stone Age. Plus, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius blanketed Pompeii in ash, which left us with an incredible record of the destruction just frozen in time.
Got it. So the Stone Age populations that were living in the area at the time of the Suraja tsunamis.
Fun combining Norwegian and Japanese, huh?
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. All right, so they weren't exactly leaving written histories behind, and a tsunami has the opposite effect of all that volcanic material.
Exactly. A tsunami just washes away everything in its path. So to get an image of its possible impacts, the researchers used computational models run on supercomputers to simulate the tsunami's path of destruction, focusing particularly on the coastal regions of Northumberland, England. It's a region with a ton of significant Mesolithic archaeological sites, like one known as Howick.
So the Stone Age people of Howick probably experienced the tsunami?
Yes. So this site is situated on a river estuary close to the coast. The people who lived there during the Stone Age lived on what they could hunt and forage, and evidence suggests they had a special reliance on hazelnuts. And according to modeling, the tsunami probably brought utter devastation to their community.
Sure. I mean, how does a community prepare for something like that? We now have warnings and ways to alert local populations, but not so much back in those days.
Not only that, but it's likely that no one in that age at that location had ever seen or heard of such a thing happening. So when the water receded, as it does before the initial wave comes, they probably had no idea what was about to happen. It's possible they even thought it was a novelty and went to the shore to get a closer look. And then they were overtaken by a wave that towered as high as 65 feet.
Wait, 65 feet?
I know, it's hard to imagine. They think it ranged anywhere from 10 to possibly more than 65 feet, depending on where it hit. And so it makes sense that the period when this happened coincides with a noted decline in the populations of coastal Mesolithic communities in northern Britain.
So this one event was enough to wipe out entire populations.
This study indicates that could be the case. But the tsunami didn't just take communities, it washed away resources. Those hazelnuts that the people of Howick thrived on, they were likely destroyed, which means that anyone who survived the initial flood would have had to seek food and shelter someplace else.
Right, it's not like they could just wait around until everything grew back.
In some places, the initial survival rate could have been zero. But in other places where there were survivors, life was never the same. Studies like this not only put a face on ancient natural disasters, they also help us contextualize these events and can even give researchers a framework for investigating other ancient catastrophes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
March is Women's History Month, and one major part of women's history that gets widely overlooked is our contribution to the world of science. And that is because the history of women in science is really, really fraught.
Oh, absolutely. We've done stories on how gender bias in science throughout the centuries has caused all kinds of problems and even affected the quality of experiments results.
That's right. For literally hundreds of years, science has been the domain of men who have also acted as gatekeepers. Bias is kind of a funny thing, especially in science.
Sure. Science is a field that is perceived to be a totally above bias, right? I mean, the ideal is that the scientist is a unique human who is capable of going beyond their own history and bias to reveal objective truths about the subjects they study, or something like that.
Yeah. So historically, excluding women from that process has come across as purposeful. The men who did the excluding genuinely thought they were doing the right thing. Of course, now we know better, but that long history of exclusion has left us with a problem. Women still face a lot of challenges in the sciences. It's not only difficult to get women to enter scientific careers, once they're involved in science, it's tough to get them to stay.
Why is that?
Lots of reasons. Athene Donald is an experimental physicist at the University of Cambridge and is known for her work on gender equity in STEM. She has a new book out called Not Just for Boys, Why We Need More Women in Science. And in the book, she talks about her own experience as a woman coming up in the ranks in her field. She says that earlier in her career, some of her male colleagues dismissed her research on starch by implying it was merely domestic cookery.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Can't imagine being belittled in my field of expertise, like by my very own colleagues.
Exactly. But for women in the sciences, it's an all too familiar issue. But that's not all. Women tend to take on much of the responsibility behind raising a family, which can have a limiting effect on their careers. She said that it's why it was vital to find a way to share childcare duties with her partner. But not every woman has that luxury.
In so many ways, we've made progress over the centuries, but clearly there are still hurdles to get over. How do we make science a more hospitable place for women?
There are a few things that can help. First, when you see gender bias happen in your work, it's so important to call it out, especially if you are in a position of power. Athene Donald also says that role models, mentors, and sponsors can play a huge role in fostering gender diversity.
But yeah, we want to get to a place where women feel empowered and valued in the sciences. Their voices belong there.
Absolutely. Because study after study has shown that science that doesn't reflect a diversity of perspectives, backgrounds, and worldviews just isn't as strong as the science that comes from teams that look at the real world.
The bigger the diversity, the stronger the science, the better off we all are as a result.
Exactly. And that way, empowering women in the sciences isn't just about helping them get a leg up. Stronger science lifts up our entire society.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up.
Researchers have discovered that female chimpanzees in an East African forest undergo menopause and live significantly beyond their reproductive years.
The Sturegia tsunami over 8,000 years ago may have caused catastrophic impacts on Stone Age communities across Northern Europe, like significant population declines and resource loss in Mesolithic societies.
Women in STEM face significant challenges, including bias, discrimination, and underrepresentation. Including more female perspectives is essential for enhancing innovation, ensuring diverse problem-solving approaches, and achieving better scientific advancements.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Our Discovery executive producer is Dominique Vu. Our Wheelhouse DNA executive producer is Cassie Berman. This show is hosted by Callie Gade and Nate Bonham.
Our producer is Kiara Noni, and our associate producer is Kimaya Floyd. Writing is done by Sam Osterhout.
Sound design, audio engineering, and editing by Nick Karasimi.
I'm Nate Bonham.
And I'm Callie Gade. We'll see you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.